Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Rob met Stephen Colbert this week. That's pretty cool, I guess. But if Rob didn't ask him, hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Rob met Stephen Colbert this week. That's pretty cool, I guess. But if Rob didn't ask him corn or flour tortilla, then he's fired. Here's the show.
Oh, I guess I didn't ask him that. Oops. Welcome to the Metal Injection live cast. All dudes. Tonight. And,
all three of us?
Well, there might be a fourth member here. We have a special fill-in.
The dudest dude that we have ever duded.
The dudiest dude.
What's up, girl?
Sean is here.
Hey!
Yeah. Special guest star, Sean Grazese.
And rape. All over my penis and face.
Our studio audience is excited. Sean is here. Sean, what have you been doing since the last time you've been on the show?
I was actually cryogenically frozen in the sub-basement of the Metal Injection Studios, waiting for this moment right now. But
Rob would go down there once in a while, just, you know.
Dude, when I woke up, my pants were unbuttoned.
Eating ribs, eating ribs and watching you.
By the way, I love, the Rob loves ribs meme.
That you cultivated yourself.
Well, I feel like you have something to do with
me?
It. Yes.
Why me?
I don't know. You helped spread it. Now some All people right. are posting photos of their rib dinners on my Facebook. Like Steve McKinney posted last night a photo of ribs, and it's the caption is just "ribs for your entertainment."
That doesn't entertain him. That's like blue balls for
eat them. And I did get a little hungry.
You know, Burger King has like a McRib type sandwich now.
Oh, I tried this. I can't with the McRib. I've had the McRib and it was so disappointing.
Except it doesn't even look ribbish. The Burger King one in the commercial looks like a chicken patty or something.
No, it looks like a cartoon like fish skeleton. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird. And I'm trying to remember what they call it. I think they just call it the rib sandwich or the barbecue rib sandwich. They can't. Mm.
I wish there'd be a meme of people photoshopping Rob into their, like, in front of
the ribs. Well, Rob can do that. They post the photo and then you photoshop yourself into it.
I should just buy ribs and just keep taking photos of
them. Well, you do that already.
You're
this
right.
It's like extra.
It'd be
well,
a Tumblr.
I need to just start documenting it better because I don't always take a photo of my ribs, but now I should.
I just like that my autocorrect in my phone still thinks that you're rib. It won't let go. It won't let go.
Same here.
I'm on my way to ribs.
By the way, we have special guest David Vincent of Morbid Angel calling in very shortly.
Is Vincent his last name or his middle name?
His last name.
So what's his middle name?
Well, that's something you can
Is
ask
Is it not
him.
On Wikipedia?
We could look it up.
Of your face.
We could look it up.
You should know this kind of stuff.
And we have a caller already.
What?
By the way, the number to dial, 646-929-1357, 814. We're on the Metal Injection livecast. Oh.
It's listening to the show.
They need to lower their speakers, I feel. 814, come on.
814, hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Lower your speakers and talk to us through your phone. What's going on? What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Chris.
What's up, Chris?
I'm sitting here drinking.
I like this guy already.
You have a hard day or what? What's going on?
No, here? But I don't like how you guys fucking posted the video of Limp Bizkit murdering thieves. That was terrible.
Rob?
Oh, you mean them covering the Ministry song?
Yeah. Fucking shit was bad, terrible.
I thought someone broke into Limp Bizkit's house and he posted a video of them murdering him.
Fred Durst murdered the thieves.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, that's why we posted, because we knew people would hate it.
I ended up fucking getting some hate whenever you guys posted about the dude from As I Lay Dying. I was, like, being a fucking troll on there saying, like, that they suck, and, like, all these kids were like, they're a fucking good metal band, this and that. And it's like, man, I grew up in the fucking 90s. I like fucking Pantera, Sepultura, Slayer, you know?
Yeah, so other people can't like other bands? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't get this new metal shit. I don't like it, you know?
All right, Dad.
What don't you like about it?
I'm not Dad. I'm fucking 33
like
years old. I just don't like these new bands. They, like, fucking all try to make, like, too much fucking noise and shit, you know?
Yeah, that's what Dad says. You're Dad. You've become Dad.
I've not become Dad. I am a dad, actually, but...
There you go.
Fucking done bath salts and fucking huff gas and all this other shit, so fuck you.
I hope his kid was walking in the room when he said, I'm not Dad.
Yeah. My kids are my mother's, so I only get my kid on the weekends.
I did bath salts, I'm going to eat my son's face.
Hey, fuck you. All right, hey, you guys take it the fuck easy, all right?
You take it easy.
How
all
many
right, later,
beers
dude.
Have you been to tonight?
How many beers?
All right, that's it.
He's going to get another one.
Hey, I'm still at these.
By the way, the number to dial 646.
Goodbye.
Thank you, James.
A new version.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Sean.
Goodbye. I said goodbye.
Speaking of Limp Bizkit. I saw Neil Hamburger perform last night. He had a good Fred Durst joke. You want to hear
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
What's the worst thing about Fred Durst's herpes?
What?
His music. That is a good one.
That is a good one.
Not the herpes?
No, the music.
Oh. Do we like the herpes?
It's better than Limp Bizkit music.
Yeah, I'll take
yeah,
it.
It's the joke.
Yeah?
I get it.
I like jokes.
Rob, you got any jokes you want to share?
Give me a silly one.
That's a new drop.
What does the gay horse eat? Hey.
I feel like you've told that one before.
Makes it gay.
I have a joke. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
This guy has a wife, like a really cunt wife. You know, she's always nagging the shit out of him. And finally, they're in their, you know, they're in their 60s or whatever. And she finally convinces him, I want to go on a trip to Israel. Let's go on a trip to Israel. So he takes her on this trip. Finally caves in. He's retired. He caves in. He takes her on a trip to Israel. Day and a half into the trip, she drops dead. Okay? So, like, you know, he's distraught, as he should be as a husband, even though she's a cunt. He takes her to the rabbi. Says, what are we going to do? He says, well, you know, you can send her home in a box, on a plane. Cost you about $20,000. But if you do it here, it's only like $3,500. You do it. He says, all right. Let me sleep on it. Right? He comes back the next day. He's like, Listen, Rabbi, I'm going to send her home. I'm going to send her home, pay the money. He's like, why? I told you, it's $3,500. What are you doing? You're ridiculous. You're wasting money. He says, look, I heard a story. 2,000 years ago, you buried a guy here. He woke up 3 days later and started walking around. I can't take that chance.
I thought you were going to say that she died, and then he was like,
hey. Now, that would have been a good ending.
Off the chain.
All right. I did meet Stephen Colbert very briefly.
How did that happen that you met him? You just bumped into him or?
I was invited to this New York Comedy Festival party to some friends that I knew, and it was just like the equivalent of, like, it was just a comedy industry party. Basically, everyone from The Daily Show, except for Jon Stewart and John Oliver, like all the, like Jason Jones was there.
The alumni?
Yeah, like, well, no, there are people still working there, and just a bunch of comedians and, I guess, agents and other, like, bigwigs were there.
But Jon Stewart couldn't be bothered to show up?
Yeah, he had a family. I don't know. but anyway, the way that I met Stephen Colbert is that this other guy that I knew, like, me and him noticed him. He's like, I'm going to go approach him for a photograph.
Okay.
I was like, all right, I'll come with you. He's like, all right, cool, but you should get a drink first. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And it was an open bar. And so I went to get the drink. And in the time that I went to get the drink, this guy that I was with already approached Stephen Colbert. Not as a dick, because I saw what happened. It was just that, like, Colbert, like, just ended a conversation, was walking somewhere else. Uh-huh. So it was, like, the perfect opportunity to, like, say hello to him. And so they're having this whole conversation. And then I just walk up and, you know, Colbert's talking to this guy, and it, like, Colbert's just like looking at me like, who the fuck is this guy creeping on this conversation?
I don't talking even, about you.
And that's no. They were, I don't know.
Big asshole.
But then, like, their conversation wrapped up, and then my friend was like, "Oh, hey, do you want to take a photo of us?" I was like, sure. And then I was like, oh, Mr. Colbert, by the way.
Wait, you asked Colbert to take a photo of you and your friend?
No. My friend, that would have been the best move. No, my friend asked me to take a photo of him and Colbert.
Okay, I got you.
And then I asked Colbert to take a photo with him. And at that point, this could be just my own paranoia, but he was like, yeah, sure. Yeah. And then he was just like, all right, let's get this over with. But I think that was more me, because in the photo, he didn't look to have the same reaction that I assumed he
had.
Yeah,
it was
good
a little
actor.
Bit.
He's a good actor, Rob.
He looked a little bit like he didn't
want
to
be. Well,
he didn't
do the typical big, giant smile with a thumbnail.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Okay. That's what I was. That was my thing.
No, it wasn't really a big, giant smile. It was like a slight smile and like bug eyes.
Yeah.
Sort of.
For Colbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I did the big, giant
like an
smile.
Uncomfortable hostage situation?
Yes.
Yeah,
Rob, show him the picture. Yeah.
That was the, well, I don't want to mess up the record.
It's not on,
your,
it's
phone?
On your phone?
If the hostage,
oh, it is on
said,
my phone. You're right.
We have to do a selfie or I'm going to shoot one person every minute.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to look happy. That's what
I like it.
You could also upload the photo, perhaps. To
oh, yeah. I mean, it's on my Instagram, obviously.
You want to give people the Instagram?
Instagram.com/RobInjection.
Yes. That is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Slightly uncomfortable.
But whatever.
Extremely, maybe. All right.
It kind of looks like you have a gun behind your back, too. Yeah. The way that you're posed.
That's not a gun. Hey!
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Stephen Colbert.
Hey! But also, it was kind of a culture shock in that it was the nicest party I ever have been to.
Other than the parties at Frank's house.
Other than those parties. And, like, it makes the entire metal industry, like, it puts it to shame.
Well, there's a lot more money in the
industry. Yeah, totally. Not only that, but, like, yeah, everyone was, like, dressed up. Like, we, I was like, I should not look like a
schmuck.
Did
you wear your Black Dahlia murder shirt?
No, I did not. I wore a
purple
button down.
A stained T-shirt and a fucking choke.
There was a stain on the T-shirt, but it wasn't a stained T-shirt.
Was there free food at this?
Yeah. There was, like, hors d'oeuvres.
Shrimp cocktail?
There was no shrimp cocktail. There were meatballs. There were, like tiny roast beef sandwiches.
Oh.
Just
with
like a
any
little
kind of dressing on them?
Just like a little chipotle mayo and on a cracker.
No BBQ sauce for you to dip in?
No, nothing like
slather
that.
On
there
did
was
you bring your
cheese.
Own?
Don't worry, guys. Yeah. I got this. Yeah.
Get on a holster on your belt.
Right on my cell phone.
Yeah. With like a caulking gun.
A caulking gun full of Rob's cum.
Oh, yeah.
I came prepared.
All over my
literally
penis and face.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
Rob's cum all over my penis and face.
Whatever you got.
Sean, have you heard the new drops that we have of you?
No, because I want to.
I'll hear you all. I'll play you all of them. Here they are.
Rob was your favorite mustache food.
Remember that.
Here's another one.
Only if I get to wear a dildo on my forehead like a rhino.
I say that like every day. Two more. Here's one.
I shit my penis. I shit my penis.
And the final one.
I love slow loads. Because that one actually sounded a little sultry.
I
like that.
I love slow loads. Oh, now Darren said it.
That was after Derek.
Yep.
I love them. Do you use them or no?
Yeah,
the
slow loads
new
one came up a lot.
Yeah.
Campaign in the chat asks, did Sean come into any Dorito bags while he was gone?
Or any other brand?
Yeah, now I've moved over to like the more the baked and the more organic things. I'm trying
fell
to
out.
I'm trying to lose my beer gut while still masturbating.
Well, that's good. You can reuse the bag. And
right.
Recycle it with the condiment.
I think I don't know if you've been here since you got your new position at a different corporate entity. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say where it is?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm now the art director for True TV.
So you've downgraded.
Yeah. No, I downgraded job and went
up. You have a better position.
But upgraded, yeah.
Yes.
Upgraded your
true
salary, I'm sure. So what's it like? What's the transition like to True TV?
I'm no longer in Times Square, so it's fucking amazing.
Where are their offices? Alphabet
Columbus
City?
Like, oh, yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. I'm on Avenue D.
Under a bus.
There's like an old bathroom in the subway station, like up in the Bronx, but that's not used anymore. But it's really good. I get a milk crate to sit on. It's nice.
Yeah. It's to sit next to the guy playing the fucking clavichord in the... in the subway train.
Yeah, the dude selling incense is really nice.
Every once in a while, those urban kids come and like, showtime, folks! Yeah. It's showtime!
Oh, I like urban drugs.
The urbans. Oh, is that what? That's offensive?
Yeah. Yes.
The way you
the
say
the blicks?
It. Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's better. That's better.
The blicks. Those kids are so fucking annoying, though. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know if did I mention this on the show that, like, they even do it now in, like, crowded trains?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
And, like,
yeah, we did.
Yeah, they've had arguments. It's like, excuse me, can you move? We're trying to do a dance.
Right.
It's like, no!
I just want to see the day that someone just gets kicked straight in the face.
I'm
you know
surprised. Yeah, there
right.
hasn't
it
been,
must
like...
must have happened at no. some point.
I just haven't witnessed, like...
Or somebody trips the kids while they're dancing just to be a great person that I would admire.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I've heard people say that they've seen them, like, smack people in the face with their feet or whatever doing the dance.
Yeah. Or I want to see them just bite it. You know, like, when if the train gets rocky, like, between under the water, and they just fucking chin wrench on the butt.
There's a very low chance of them biting it because what they're doing is not at all impressive. It's like, what?
You know, a backflip on a moving train, you'd think that at some point enough inertia would throw you off, like...
Yeah. Just to elaborate for people that don't live in New York City, there are these kids that just come on the train, start blasting music, like when you're going when you're going over a bridge. Yeah. So
whenever you're between two bridge stops that are far apart.
Yeah, and then they'll just start dancing in the middle of these trains, which are incredibly narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you can tell who's from New York because the people start moving to the end of the car.
Yeah, they know.
Get
yeah,
kicked in the
that's
face.
That's totally me. Like the moment I hear showtime, folks, I'm like, oh. I would even go as far as to move to the next train or what have you.
Mm-hmm. You should just run at them. You scare the shit out of them.
And if you count all the eye rolls, then you know it's a New Yorker.
Guilty.
Yeah.
The other thing this week, I posted an article, or an editorial, I should say, about how I'm over Christmas sweaters, like heavy metal, ironic Christmas sweaters.
It says a lot about the sad state of our society that there needs to be an editorial about how someone's over heavy metal Christmas sweaters.
Because it's just, look, it was funny when the first few bands did it, but now that everyone's doing it, it's lame.
Which band was the straw that broke the Rob's back?
Dying Fetus did a Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog Christmas sweater. Where, okay,
but I think
funny, but who would wear, like, come on. No
if they sent you a free one, you'd wear it.
No, I wouldn't wear it.
Why not?
I mean, where would I wear it?
To your parents' house?
No, I wouldn't wear it, but that's what I'm saying. Well, maybe I'd wear it to, like, a Christmas party.
At home,
like a metal Christmas party.
You want to kill me, Robert? You don't even have a dog. Yeah. You don't even have a dog. I don't know who you are anymore.
I mean, I did buy one, but not one of the metal ones. I got the where it's stitched in. It says, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, on it. So it's like, I like it. I could wear it around.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm the only one that feels that it's jumped the shark, apparently.
Oh, no, yeah.
All the comments.
The comments!
Oh, come on, dude. Yeah,
we're like,
cool, it's Christmas.
Hey, so don't buy one. What do you give a fuck?
Fuck Christmas, man.
Hey, shut the fuck up, bro.
Jew.
Jew.
Of course a Jew would say that.
Yeah. one comment. And I thought Metal Sucks had some whiners. This dude takes the cake, Jew. And then this one, I can't believe this insult was used against me. Dude, get the sand out of your vagina and relax. No!
He likes sand in his vagina for your information.
They're just sweaters for metalheads.
Yeah. That's all.
You know what else are sweaters for metalheads? Regular sweaters.
Yeah.
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 They could also be
They're just sweaters for metalheads. I think they're pretty rad. I actually want the Slayer and the Devil Driver one.
Ugh.
Actually, I'm only getting the Devil Driver one because it comes with ornaments and a scarf. LOL. The scarf is pretty rad looking.
This is a long post.
Signed, the guy who knitted this LOL scarf and the Slayer shirt.
Here's my Etsy page.
Here's the best sentence in this entire paragraph. What? Because I'm a metalhead, I'm not allowed to look good and keep warm?
No. Metal just looks like grim and cold out of the forest.
Thankfully, somebody responded, the fact that you think that you would look good in one of those is perhaps one of the stupidest things anyone has ever said.
Woo! Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on, guys, why don't you like scarves like I do? They're so metal.
Can't I, what, I can't look good and be a metalhead?
I'm just saying, I think scarves are fabulous for metalheads. You guys don't know what you're, you're a bunch of whiners. Just like metal sucks.
So it's basically dad came to the sweater game is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I can't even, I feel like, who's buying this? I kept writing. I was like, all right, if you've seriously bought one, post a photo.
Right.
You just want to see photos of dudes in metal sweaters.
No.
Who doesn't?
Well, that's exactly
that's
what
I'm asking attempt.
For. But
put on your hard drive.
Only one dude with an Every Time I Die sweater.
Oh, yeah,
let's see.
But they were one of the first ones to come out with it,
let's
so it's okay.
It.
Hold on.
But you, did you make clear that all they can be wearing in the photo is a sweater?
That's not a...
That's a Tumblr.
It needs to be like a peekaboo peepee hanging out.
Yeah. That's the ornament that we want.
On Amazon, they have a Lamb of God Christmas sweater, which is extra padded in case you get pushed off the
ground. Yeah. Yep.
No!
Yep. 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 Yep.
Oh, that's great.
I love it.
All right, we're a few minutes away from having David Vincent of Morbid Angel.
Is there a Morbid Angel sweater?
We can ask him. I don't think there is. I don't think he would approve.
No?
I don't know. I feel. He's probably not big into God. What do you guys think?
That's true.
I heard this in As I Lay Dying, a sweater with a bulletproof vest underneath in case you get shot by a hitman.
You ordered from a friend, but then he never actually gives it to you.
Oh, it comes with an envelope with pictures of Tim Lambesis' wife and when she will be home by herself, addresses, photos of kids, and $1,000 deposit.
By the way, Noah's other clit suggests peekaboo pee-pee as a short time.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Write that down, Rob.
That's what they called me in high school.
I think Sean has contributed the most show titles, I would say, even with his absence from the show. You just had such a high ratio there for a while.
Good, you're good with the sound bites.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I'm good with, man. Come on. I'm here for the drop. Tons of gay sex. I'm basically
so
the dubstep of co-hosts. I'm just here for the drops, man. Can we talk about the casualties, rape allegations?
What? There's more of them?
And rape.
I mean,
when I was like working on the Lower East Side in like the late 90s, there were casualties, rape allegations.
Oh, this just happened like this week.
Casualties are like a punk, a hardcore band, whatever.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
they spike their hair.
They're terrible. They're one of
the
worst
absolutely
bands.
Absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible.
And for Sean to say this.
And yes. I've been hearing rape rumors about that lead singer for, like 20 years.
Apparently,
maybe
that's 20, maybe 15. One of the allegations right now is saying that the rape happened 15 years ago.
Oh, so maybe that's finally coming home to roost.
So for people who don't know, what specifically is bad about the casualties?
LeBron, play a song. Play Punk Rock Love. We played it before, I think.
To me, like, I'm not a fan of punk, more or less, right? Aside from a few bands. But
it's fashion punk. It's all it is.
Hot Topic punk.
Is spike up your hair and put some patches on your jacket and
I've heard
shitty music.
Mm-hmm. But they sell like eighty shirts at the shows and shit like that, like just trying to make a buck. It's ridiculous.
And the lyrics are the worst lyrics in the history of lyrics.
This is a recommended
This is their ballad.
Maybe they have a Christmas sweater with like a rape kit on it.
Sounds like the intro to a lot of MTV shows.
Yeah. It's so like made.
Yes. Or like really
it's
bad.
It's actually a little bit more poppy than they usually spend this off.
really bad 90s like college comedies on DVDs.
That's pretty cool.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
No, no wonder that dude has to rape chicks.
Yeah. Right, guys?
If you can find the lyrics, they're even better if you just recite them. It never ceases to make me laugh.
Go ahead, find some lyrics.
For the for that song, for that specific song. I will qualify this with, I believe he's from, where is he from? Venezuela, Guatemala, something. He's an immigrant, but still, the lyrics are, you'd think one of his bandmates would have helped with the grammar. But they didn't. The rest of the band, I'm pretty sure, is American.
Committed from the beginning. There is no fucking turning back. Forgotten youth just wastes away. Always forward, never look back.
But maybe rape is okay where he's from.
This is punk rock. Sorry, this is not punk rock love.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Equally dumb, though. Mm. And that one I think you just read.
Ridiculous that he has one song called Punk Rock and then one...
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, get the lyrics for his other one just called Punk.
Hold on. Ah! Into a scene full of lies. Met you there. You seemed all right. Gave you a love. Gave you a heart. All you gave me, broken heart. Broken heart. I want it back. Broken heart. I got it back. Oh, my love. Oh, my dear. What I gave you was so dear. Oh, my love. Oh, my dear. What I gave you was so dear. Loved you, dear. So, just so, dear.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
Gave you a love, gave you a heart. All you gave me, a broken heart.
No, 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 no.
I love it. Broken heart. I want it back. Broken heart. I got it back.
Shouldn't the song be over at that point? Yeah. Like, all right.
You closed the end of the circle.
Yeah. Broken heart. Fuck, I lost it again.
Damn it.
That's the next line. I got another one here.
Dear, whoa.
We are all we have tonight. The ones you can't control have only one another to depend on. Displaced from society. Outcast. We are. We have nothing to live up to. Hey, loud, fast music. Hey, sweat and dirt. Hey, sounds from a man's soul. Hey, noise of battle.
Are you
hey.
Making this up?
No, it's on the screen.
Wow.
Wait, do they write as like English as a second language?
Basically.
It's an ESL test.
There's American dudes in the band, though.
Yeah.
Just
not the same.
But they don't know the words. They just play.
Yeah, they don't pay attention.
They're there for a check.
Like, yeah, it sounds good, Jeff. Sounds good. Jeff Casualty or whatever.
George. Jorge.
Jorge. Okay. Jefe.
That's no effects.
Oh,
that's
true.
Rob reciting the lyrics is better than that fucker singing. When the singer goes to hell for to jail for rape, they should hire Rob. Or hell.
You're going to have to get Liberty Spikes, though, Rob. Out of your chest hair.
Broke my heart. You took it from me. Broke it, my heart. Give it back to me. Okay, thank you.
Yes, dear. Dear. You're a dear. Yes, dear.
You're
dear.
A deer. I'm a deer. Oops, we just hit a deer.
Encore. Broken heart. I got it back.
Oi.
Drop to
sweat. Sweat and tears.
How many people are here from New York?
Let's get a circle pitch going.
All right.
Hey.
Up and down. Togo, everyone. Togo.
Hey.
How many people here have been to a casualty show before?
Hey.
How many people here have been raped by a member of the casualty before?
Hey.
How many people have I given cubic lice to?
I remember you. This next song goes out to you. It's called Punk, Punk, Punk. Punk, Punk, Punk. I want it now. Punk, Punk, Punk. You
Angry.
Gave it to me.
Punk, Punk, Punk. I dropped it on the floor. Punk, Punk, Punk. I just picked it up again.
I'm going to follow you back to your car later and probably rape. Punk, Punk, Punk.
All right.
Oh, it's time? Is it time?
Woo, it's almost time.
Is it time to get morbid?
I'm going
to
give the text to David Vincent's people to get him on the line.
With Morbid Angel.
And, of course, Darren, can you give out the number if people would like to call in?
If you'd like to call in, speak to David Vincent. The number is 646-929-1357. Ask him what his middle name is, if you like.
Yeah, do it so it doesn't seem like we're...
Oh, I looked it up. It's Justin.
Why is that a thing?
Because his last name is a first name, so I thought maybe he just did the thing
I don't
where...
trust anyone's three first names.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
James Earl Ray.
Yeah.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Robert Pettifani.
Zachary Ty Bryant.
Yeah. That's a good one. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yep.
Mm. He did say he wanted to kill a cop. Don't forget that.
Oh, well, that, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, but that's like half of the bands me and Sid listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite all right. Are you going to ask him about that?
Ask him about what?
If they got any heat for that, or if he actually
did,
or if anyone killed a cop for them.
What?
Oh, well, you can ask him that. That's a great question.
That's a good question.
I guess. I'm trying to make you look better here.
No.
I'm like your Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Oh.
I give you the jokes, and then...
Wait,
yeah. And then there's a puppet of me somewhere.
Hot dogs and donuts, right, guys? Yeah. That means sex with food.
Stump the Sid Man. All right, well, he's ready. I'm going to give him a call right now.
What's his phone number?
I'm not going
to. I almost had you.
What's your phone number?
I'm not.
He's given that out before.
I know. I've been here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
646-929-1357. If you want to call up and ask David Vincent of Morbid Angel a question, we're going to get him on the line momentarily. Dialing the number now. Here we go. On the metal injection.
Are you sure it's Morbid Angel, not Norbit Angel?
Norbit.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure.
That would be awful.
Hello there.
Hi, is this David?
This is.
Hey, you're on the Metal Injection live cast here with Rob, as well as a few of my co-hosts here, Darren.
Hello there.
Sean.
What's up?
Rob and Darren, how are y'all? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to hang out with us. Morbid Angel is, of course, out on the Covenant 20th anniversary show tour.
Indeed we are.
Not a show. And have you been seeing, like, a lot of young kids coming out to the shows, like, probably who weren't even alive when Covenant came out?
You know, it's funny. I made a crack last night about how celebrating 20th anniversary of that record is making me feel awfully old. And thanks to the kids and probably their parents for introducing some of them to them, because I looked and I'm looking in the audience and I'm seeing people that are anywhere 18 to 25 range, and I can't imagine that they were listening to it when they were 5 years old. So that had to be some lack of parental supervision that led them astray in this direction. But it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I feel like recently, like in the last 10 years or so, or like 5 years to be even more specific, there's been almost a resurgence of interest in death metal. Would you agree with that?
Well, listen, I mean, I think there's hopefully it's a resurgence in just good music in general. That was a record that certainly it was pivotal for Morbid Angel. Our first record that we were able to get picked up by the Warner Brothers family here in North America. And it led to a lot of good stuff for us, man. It gave us a lot of opportunities to, make some great videos and do some great touring and really, spread the good word about
now,
Morbid Angel.
You guys were the first death metal band to sign to a major label with this album. And, like, what was that like? Like, did you have to interact with a bunch of suits that were like, yeah, there's this death metal stuff, you kids are loving this. Let's make a death metal record. Like, did you run into
it's kind of interesting, actually, the nature of our deal, our manager really kind of sheltered us from a lot of that kind of stuff. And he actually told them, he says, listen, you know, this is probably not what you guys are used to, but no one hanging out around the band when they're in the studio, give you a record when it's done, and it is what it is. And as long as you guys are good with that, then we can proceed. And shockingly, they were. So,
great.
So good thing all the way around. But, you know, it's really, you know, we just had a very good team around us at the time. And quite a bit of that is still intact to this day. I'm thankful for everything. Because, you know, I mean, we all know that there's, you know, a ton of good bands out there, tons of good musicians, and it really, it takes everything. It takes talent, it takes opportunity, it takes, you know, sometimes being in the right place at the right time. It takes being able to look at, in the face of adversarial situations and not take no for an answer, and to feel confident and strong in what you do and to persevere. And oftentimes that, you know, as I've been told a number of times over the years, that's really, you know, paves the way for others to be able to, in kind, do their thing. So that's part of the reward.
Yeah, and Morbid Angel, I've noticed, is not a band that tours too frequently. Do you like to be selective with when you hit the road, or is it, like, is it because you prefer not being on the road, or you want to, like, raise demand for Morbid Angel?
Well, I don't know that it's all that. I mean, sure, we enjoy what we do. We enjoy playing. We enjoy writing. We enjoy interacting with our fans. But, you know, staying on the road and being, you know, we do like to make it more of a special thing, probably, looking at it that way, sure.
And when you guys put out your 2011 record, Ilya Divinium, there was a bit of a, you know, some fans were not into the more industrial elements of the record, but obviously it's what you wanted to do. How do you take that in? Like, when you put something out, obviously, you know, you put your heart into it. You really enjoyed putting it out, and then it kind of, do you look at fan reaction online? Do you just avoid it?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me. When we first started doing what we do, there's been an awful lot of evolution over the years with Morbid Angel. And if people go back and they look at, I'll say Altars of Madness, for example, the difference between Altars and Blessed is pretty drastic.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me that we started, you know, the beginning of Blessed starts off with Fall from Grace, which is the first riff is kind of slow. So the immediate reaction was, oh, you know, these guys really slowed down, and which is, you know, far from the case. I mean, the fast stuff on Blessed is much faster than the fast stuff on Altar. So, you know, people, they like to sort of attach themselves to certain things. They think, oh, well, you know, this new industrial thing they're doing, and this is kind of interesting, and, you know, we don't know what we think about it. But it's funny that Covenant Record, that was the first time that we actually started doing that, because we had a couple of remixes from the band Liebach from the Covenant Record. So as early as 1993, we were doing this. So it's not really a big surprise. Maybe, you know, as subsequent generations pick up on what you do, and then
right,
they sort of have an expectation of what they think that it should be. And if it's not, then, you know, maybe it's not what they were thinking that it should be. But again, you know, we don't normally check with people and find out what we should do before we do it. We've just always done what we do. So.
But do you see yourself going back in that direction again for your next album, or is that like a one-time excursion into that type of thing?
Well, I don't talk about things until it's done. But, we, you know, we're a very large band. We have a very wide palette of what we listen to and what we play. Uh-huh. And there's elements from all manner of things in our songs over the years. And nothing's off limits.
That's interesting that you bring up. You have a wide palette of what you listen to. I was curious, do you listen to, like, death metal, like, when you're not playing, when you're traveling from city to city, what sort of music would you put on, if anything?
Well, it depends on what mood I'm in. If it's relaxation time, I may choose one thing over another. I mean, I do listen to metal. I consider myself a quote-unquote metal guy, although I do listen to other kinds of stuff, as we all do. It's a mood dependent thing.
I love Chromeo, and my co-hosts here, they don't agree with me. But have you checked out Chromeo?
Rob really likes to dance.
They bring out the funk.
I'm sorry, Chromeo?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Okay.
What do you have any sort of, like, industrial recommendations?
Industrial recommendations. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I've always personally been a fan of Liebach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about some stuff in that direction. There's a German band called Tumor that I like quite a bit.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah, and then I hear stuff, you know, in passing. Sometimes people play stuff, and I'll be like, oh, that's Agonoise is another one. Stuff that has a darker, more aggressive feel to it.
Right,
not,
yeah.
Not so much
it's like the death metal version of electronic music is kind of what you're looking for when it comes to industrial.
Yeah, it's kind of that, yeah, the stuff that, it aggro, not not so much the more pop sounding stuff, the more stuff that, that if it were, it has the same, it's coming from the same spot. It just happens to be that people are their instrument of choice is a synthesizer versus maybe a guitar.
Right.
What non-metal, non-industrial stuff do you listen to that, like, people would be surprised to find out that you're into, if anything?
Non-metal, non-industrial. Well, I do like outlaw country quite a bit.
Okay.
Oh, that's probably not a surprise, though. The old school stuff, David Allan Coe. I like Hank the Third quite a bit. I like his daddy, and I like his granddaddy.
Nice.
So that's all the generations there.
Nice. So does he have a kid maybe that will put out an album eventually and you like the fourth? Get the whole collection?
Well, you know, you'd have to discuss that with him. But he's a metal guy too. He just happens to be, you know, come from a country family and well, you know, in the Williams family it's difficult for the apple to roll too far from the tree.
Hmm.
Are there any plans for a new album, like to start focusing on writing more, getting in the studio?
Well, listen, we're always writing.
Right.
So I'll leave it there. I'll leave it at that. We're always writing.
You like to keep the mystique up of when a new album comes up.
Well, we've always had a policy that we discuss things when they're set in stone. We have a number of plans, a myriad of plans, but until it's, you know, game on, then we don't talk about it.
Now, you're celebrating a 20th anniversary this year. There is another legendary musical act right now that is celebrating a 20th anniversary. It's the Wu-Tang Clan celebrating the 20th anniversary of their first album. Was there any consideration to a co-headlining tour?
Oh, that's funny. The answer would be no. But you knew that answer. Why ask me questions that you already know the answer to? I mean, come on. Wu-Tang Clan, really?
Is it because once ODB died, you didn't want to just... The group fell off for you?
You know, to be honest with you, I have so little knowledge about anything that has to do with any of that kind of stuff, I'd be remiss if I even tried to answer.
Fair enough. I'll send you a mixtape.
One thing, I noticed that something that's pretty obvious about Morbid Angel is your album titles are all alphabetical. So, like,
did you notice that? God, you know, we were trying to keep that a secret, and most people don't pick up on that. And, boy, you're one of the sly ones, you guys.
It's an Easter egg, and I've really done my research here tonight.
Right?
So, I don't know. When does the process start for the album title? Like, you got to narrow down those J words now.
We do. Maybe it's our Jesus record. Who knows?
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, very nice. I feel like that guy.
Maybe we'll have to make friends with the guy after you know, dragging him through the mud for so many years.
True.
Oh, I mean, a lot of people eventually, I noticed, do find Jesus, and it's a little like, for example, Tom Mariah from Slayer. He balances it out. Have you dabbled in any Jesus? I don't even know how to
get into the Jesus.
Have I got my Jesus game on? I don't think that that's anything that you'll ever have to concern yourself with me.
Okay, good.
I'm a stalwart, non-religious fellow.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'm sure Morbid Angel over the years have had their share of protesters, right? Like, just outside venues or with the albums and whatnot.
Yeah, we have, but we've sort of systematically, you know, taken that apart. So, you know, Christianity means that. We need to start with Islam next. I think that'll be a good the next place to attack, because that's another organized religion that's just full of strife and causes all kinds of problems throughout the world. So, you know, why not add that to the list, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But when you criticize them, they actually try to kill you. So that's, you have to get a security detail. It's a whole thing.
They can handle themselves.
I fear not, sir.
Yeah, he's David Vincent. He's not. Yeah.
Come on, Sid. They might come after you.
Well, damn it. I can't win.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Maybe they'll fly a plane into my house.
Oh, no. Oh, well, no. That was the Americans from what I hear. But anyway, thank you for taking some time to hang out with us. We wanted to play a track off Covenant since you're on the 20th anniversary tour. You guys are going to be in New York tomorrow night.
We are. We're going to be in New York very shortly.
Yeah.
Two days, in fact.
There's still some time on the tour. So is there any particular track off of Covenant that you...
You probably already have something in mind, so I want to hear what your choice is.
Oh.
Oh.
Turn the tables.
Turning the tables. Well, I was always a big fan of Blood on My Hands. So,
And then you wrote a song about it. So he's like,
so we have that in common.
Twin!
Yeah.
Now, and this is as a result of you in your probably junior high days and, you know, experimenting with females and finding that they actually do bleed?
No. This is him running himself raw. We're talking about him shaving, like, layers of skin off his palms.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This is me thinking, the girls don't like hairy chests. I should probably manscape a little and then cut myself shaving, and then I had some blood on my hands. That's what I assumed it was.
Well, good. Fire that track up, then. Do it.
Sweet.
All right. Thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us. David Vincent of Morbid Angel. Have a great show tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you shortly in New York.
Yeah, definitely. Have a good one.
Take care.
I didn't cut him off this time. I nailed it. All right, here's some Morbid Angel, Blood on My Hands, and then the rest of the music break is picked by one Sean Grazine.
117 songs in 48 seconds coming up right after this Morbid Angel track.
Get ready to shit. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the metal injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha.
What the hell is wrong with me?
Hello, this is Bruce. Chuck's, friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now. But he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net.
Yeah.
Only a few more songs until the second hour of the Metal Injection live cast. So you still have a few minutes to finish up that Match.com profile and maybe lose your virginity finally. Make it happen, loser. Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Rob is covering his marijuana cigarette in Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Rob, remember. Inhale. Don't swallow. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. We'll be right back.
Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by TuneTrack, the Swedish software company behind the drum samplers and software tools many of your favorite bands rely on for songwriting and studio work. Easy Drummer, Superior Drummer, Easy Mix 2, and more. All November, they are celebrating Metal Month, an entire month dedicated only to metal. Head to TuneTrack.com, that's TOONTrack.com, for new gear, deals, and happenings. TuneTrack.
It took a while, but Rob is finally done eating that plate of ribs he ordered during the music break. So we now return to the Metal Injection Livecast. Please excuse the mess.
I had to order it just because of all that rib talk during hour one. I couldn't not order it. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. We just escaped the clutches of racism.
Yeah.
With that David Vincent interview.
I thought you meant Sean's playlist.
Yep. Well,
that was the last band
we
played.
Just all
clutches of racism.
They were very, very divided in the chat. A lot of, I love this. This rips. This is great. And a couple of, this is really terrible and sucks.
I was aiming for the terrible.
Yeah, you're disappointed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let's recap Sean's playlist. Of course, we started with Morbid Angel. We all know that.
He's going to take the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Then we had Burning Love with Destroyer of Worlds, Galactic Cannibal with Hate Everything More, Enabler with Mercenary. I played some Enabler last week. Code Orange Kids with Around My Neck on My Head, Birds in a Row with Colossus. Cersei with Weary, and we wrapped it up with The Armed, which Capsburger in the chat digged with Bloat. But yeah, we were talking about, that's it, that was it.
He digged it.
We were talking during the break about that David Vincent interview and how he was just not having it.
Sid mentioned that he mentioned David Allan Coe, which I didn't hear.
Isn't that a racist
country singer?
Wasn't he like who did all those Johnny Rebel songs? Wasn't that him?
I did not pick up on that at all.
I just want to say
we're not saying David Vincent is a racist.
But we're also not saying it.
Yeah.
We're definitely not saying it. But then that whole Islamic right turn.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right turn, literally a right turn.
We're pulling Switzerland on the racism.
Yeah, we don't know, but especially how offended he was at that Wu-Tang joke.
Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't like rap though. Maybe he doesn't like hip hop.
Yeah, he just doesn't like East Coast rap.
He loves R&B.
He's from Tampa.
Well, that explains a lot, right in and of itself.
Should we play a David Allan Coe racist song?
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah.
I'm very unfamiliar.
You know Johnny Rebel though.
You want to play a Johnny Rebel song?
Oh, God, can we?
I don't know if that's
legally we're not allowed.
They played it on Stern all the time back in the day.
Let's see. Play a good racist one.
I don't know. This one, it says it's called Nigger Fucker.
Oh!
Yeah.
That sounds... I don't know if it doesn't...
I don't think that one's going to be racist, though. He just likes banging black chicks, man.
Anti-racist.
That's not YouTube, and it's not the link's not working.
Okay.
But you're on a government list now for looking that up there. Good job.
Let's see Spotify.
What else? Yeah, look at. But there's a ton of Johnny Rebel songs. I just don't know that he didn't he deny being Johnny
Wouldn't
Rebel.
Wouldn't you deny that?
That's
why he gave himself a fake name.
But is there any proof that it's him?
I feel like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Rumor's good enough for me to believe it's the truth.
It says here David Allan Coe did an album with Dimebag in the chat. Is that true?
Oh yeah, they did do it out. Rebel Meets Rebel. Oh. Yeah, so. I don't know. Dimebag, definitely not a racist.
Is David Allan Coe still alive?
Yeah.
We lost the wrong one.
That's debatable.
I'd be okay with both of them being dead. It's just...
Yeah, why does it have to be either or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, he did get... There was a little... I wouldn't say racist vibe from the phone call, but... Like, annoyed by the question.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is David Vincent of Morbid Angel. He doesn't have to deal with this bullshit.
It is an acquired
But
taste.
He did deal with the bullshit.
That's right!
Yeah.
And the Islamic thing was a little...
At first I was like, yeah, down with religion. But then when he said, like, yeah, you know, they'll fly...
But then when he attacked your religion, you got all upset about it.
Yep. He didn't mention anything about the Jews, too.
Exactly.
I don't know what
exactly.
All right. 646-929-1357. Speaking of religion.
Oh, no.
One of my favorite all-time stories ran this week, and it was about a track star a track...
I wouldn't call her a star.
She's not a star, I guess. A girl who tried to apply for some sort of run got the number 666 and then no longer ran in the race because they wouldn't change her number. Because she didn't want to risk her relationship with God. Now, let's listen to this news report. It is so well put together. Let's hear it.
It would have been her third time running this race.
I've trained since June for this race.
I've trained since June for the race.
It would have been her first time competing for the state championship.
David Allen Coe's daughter.
I was so nervous. I thought about it all week.
But on the seventh day of last week, nerves turned to frustration because of a different number.
The numbers and the course map and such that, you know, we get. And
Willie County High School cross-country coach Gina Crowley knows her students. So when she pulled a number assigned to junior Cody Thacker,
I saw it and I was like, whoa. And I said, I don't think she will wear that number. It's the mark of the beast. That's what the Bible says.
Thacker couldn't bring herself
it's the mark
to
of the beast.
Slot
can't run in the race
faith.
With that
the
number.
The coach tried to get a different number. They asked three different officials. They were told no three different times.
I didn't want
to. You'd think.
Yeah.
That you would use it as like motivation, like the faster I run, the sooner I could take this evil number off of me.
Yeah. I need to beat those urban kids.
Or
there are no urban kids.
Any advantage she can get, or just put the sign upside down, and then you're 999.
They probably have urban kids running at the front of the race for the racist people to run after them to make them run faster,
or to run away from because they think they're going to get robbed.
Yeah,
it's a dual purpose race.
Here's my favorite line in the whole piece. Here it comes.
I didn't want to risk my relationship with God to try to take that number.
Just to be safe. Just to be safe.
God would totally break up with you.
God's very concerned with that while he's letting millions of people starve in other continents.
It's like when your girl catches you texting some unknown number. It's like 666.
Yeah, what?
Are you texting the beast?
Yeah, what is this?
Also, it's like, why would God... Okay, let's go into this girl's head. She believes in God.
Can we get David Vincent back on the line for this discussion? I feel like he'd have some insight.
Why would God assign her the number 666?
Right.
Like, does he not want her to race?
No, God has no power over race number assignments. It's a loophole.
Like, he technically assigned the number to her, so why would he be offended if she
was? He was testing her loyalty, and she passed.
He's trying to smite Katie White Power, whatever her name is.
Actually... You guys just don't understand religion. That's Satan trying to lure her.
Oh, so if she won the race, Satan would have helped her win because she's 666.
Right, exactly.
Association told us it wasn't brought to their attention that the request was because of religious beliefs, adding that if they knew, they would have changed the number.
I told them that it had to do with my religion and the way I believed.
For those who know Thacker, it's easy to
reiterate.
Next.
I told them to mark out my name because it makes me sick just thinking that my name was associated with that number.
How old is this girl?
I couldn't have been prouder if she had won the entire regional race.
There won't be any more races for Thacker this season.
Good.
We're now focused on next year. Ready?
Such a wild construction news piece.
That's not, though. This is the exact opposite
it's
of
it's like
what
holding
you
her up
be
for
saying.
Praise as opposed to, like, check out this fucking moron.
This should be the story.
I think it was totally unbiased. You come to your own conclusion.
It shouldn't be unbiased. It's like if somebody said, all right, global warming is fake. All right, the news should be a stupid idiot in the Republican Party believes. Don't journalists aren't they allowed to say that people are dumb?
No,
this is a dumb. That's
only if they're clinically dumb. Yeah. If they've been tested.
Here would be my story. It would be like a stupid cunt convinced her daughter not to run in a race because the number was 666. That would be my news report. Why did that?
You can't say cunt on the news.
I didn't want to risk my relationship with God.
Yeah, right there. That should be the end of the story. That's like you're retarded. You're hearing voices in your head.
Let's not insult retarded people.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah. They take whatever number you give them. I know for a fact.
That, but in general, though, why does news have to be so neutral all the fucking time? Like, shouldn't there be a point at some point where...
Well, you say that, but what if the viewpoint taken by the news is opposite the one that you take?
Well, look at it this
way.
That's
Fox News.
Well, look at it this way. What if there are certain issues that legitimately have two sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they can try to be neutral on those issues.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's something that's so obviously... false, like, why can't they?
But it's
just...
not obvious to a great disturbing portion of this country.
Well,
so
then the news is playing
to.
Into their
it's a news station
then.
In Kentucky.
Okay.
Of course,
there you go.
I'm sure they all have the same beliefs at that station because they're in Kentucky.
No, I understand.
Yeah,
I
bet
why
everyone at that station was like, oh, she is so brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh,
Katie,
yeah.
White power, you need to be, we need to get her story out.
Oh, Katie White power.
Isn't that the lead singer of that Cersei band?
Yeah probably.
Key White Power, if you're listening, 646-929.
646, not 666,
yeah.
So you can call
yes.
us.
Yep.
You don't have to 666 area code, by the way?
You don't have to risk your relationship with God to call us up. 646-929-1357. I don't think there is a 666 because of religion, probably.
Really?
Yeah, but they have, what about that
like,
limo
that's why there's
though.
No 555, because of religion.
But you know the 666666.
Remember six. And they show it back to back in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but the area code is
no,
not 212.
No.
212. Yeah, 212.
Right.
So that's different.
Ugh.
Do you think that she would not ride in that limo service?
Correct.
Do you think Steve Harvey would object to
666? Oh, my God.
Now you see here.
Yeah.
What
is
that?
Like
you're right. I'm sorry.
More, I say more. Why are you reading them long haired books with 666 on the cover? You a reader? I say you a reader. You're supposed to be running after black people in a race. Put that number on upside. I've said upside down.
Taco Grinder says her moral barometer was correctly calibrated.
True. See, I thought you were going to say your favorite story of the week was the broad who tried to put a cheeseburger on her foot as her shoe.
Oh, that's the best part of the story. It's the Waffle House.
Yep, Waffle House in Florida. Some people were having sex in the car or some shit, and the cops pulled up. And trying to get him out of the car, and this wasted-ass broad is trying to put a cheeseburger on her foot because she thought it was her sandal. True story.
At what point do you think she figured it out? Do you think she figured it out?
No. She was butt-ass naked trying to put a cheeseburger on her foot.
Do we have a picture of her?
No.
I can't judge until I see a picture of this woman. It might be arousing. I don't know.
I don't know. Something tells me she has, like, bummer boobs hanging down to her knees and shit.
Mm.
And, like...
So maybe she was trying to put the cheeseburger on the boob.
Yeah, right.
And it was so low that the foot got in the way.
Maybe.
Could that be a thing?
Still kind of turned me on.
Do they sell cheeseburgers at Waffle House?
There's just a cheeseburger in the vicinity, I think.
Who doesn't have cheeseburgers?
She just had that in the bottom on the floor of her car from a previous car fuck.
Yep. Or maybe that really just wears cheeseburgers on her feet. Like, that's her thing.
That actually was her shoe. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
It was not a cheese.
They're only a dollar.
Garbage girl or whatever.
Delicious.
I just imagine.
So cheese.
Actually,
get it?
I get it.
Rob's just offended that the cheeseburger went to waste.
Yeah. And also just I imagine her like getting home and then the cheeseburger has like dirt and mud on it. But then she eats it.
Did she eat her sandal? Did she just get it mixed up?
What do you mean?
Like she had one sandal on and one cheeseburger on because she ate this other sandal.
Yeah.
She thought the sandal was the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Get it, Rob?
I got it.
Rib.
Where are the ribs?
She ate them and then wore them as
boo
a
her.
Watch.
She clearly doesn't worry about risking her relationship with God.
I never eat the meat.
Oh. Rest in peace,
Noah. Yeah. That was about to do. Yeah.
Oh, Sean, you haven't heard this one, by the way.
I'm going to pour one.
Come on me, Sean.
That actually really happened on the show?
Come on me, Sean.
Wait, let's hear it again.
You tell us if that really happened.
Come on me, Sean.
Interesting.
I like nipples.
What about the slow-mo one that we have, the him singing Whitney Houston?
That's our favorite one now.
But I know.
Like he's in like the throes of fashion.
He's getting a sensual background. Hot oils.
I like that I now have like a mental image of Shlomo mid-coitus in my head.
I picture it like, you know, those like when Captain and Tennille or somebody would have that, they'd have that silhouette like faded in, two shot of them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Shlomo and Whitney Houston singing that.
Like Nat King Cole and his daughter.
Yeah. And Shlomo.
In a little
third.
I don't know. I mean,
Wait, when's the last time you heard from that little guy?
It's been a while.
Long time. Months ago. Yeah. 6 months ago, maybe.
Okay. At least.
Yeah.
Feels like.
I wonder if he's alive.
Oh.
No, he might be in, like, you know, in pieces in, like, a dumpster somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
He might be led to Kletsky.
Yeah.
It's possible.
He could be Kletskied.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all. Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
He's not dead.
Dead bin.
They should have christened that fucking dumpster. it needs a plaque on it, man. Klepsky dumpster.
Well, he wasn't a dumpster. He was in a refrigerator.
Now, half of him.
The other half was in a dumpster outside?
Yeah.
Bobby Klepsky?
Yeah, yeah, half and half.
It was in half and half, right.
But it wasn't all in that guy's house?
No. He'd like to sprinkle.
It was
sprinkled around.
Half was around the corner in a dumpster.
No. Yep. Which half, do we know?
The best half.
The used half.
Yeah, used it up. Tossed it. I'll save the mouth for later.
Fucking cops ruined it for him. We never had a chance. Damn. That's why Morbid Angel wrote that Kill a Cop song.
Oh, how do we not ask him about that? I guess we asked him about Iliad.
It sounds very jovial.
Also, call back.
Also, when I was like, oh, so your next album is going to start with a J. Yeah, you noticed that. It's like, you're the
J
one.
J for Jagoff.
That's it. Yeah. Morbid Angel, J
it
for Jagoff.
It won't be J for Judaism.
No.
We know that.
Oh, Jesus, right. That's how we got on the religious talk. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the live cast recap within the live cast. Another totally random story. The co-founder of Pinkberry, the frozen yogurt chain, which I love.
Is it good?
It's great.
You wait around the corner for it?
I wouldn't wait around the corner.
What did they do wrong?
Well, the co-founder was found guilty of beating a homeless person with a tire iron.
Yes!
How did this come up?
Okay, so this is...
Oh,
no, Sean, we don't endorse that.
No, but you just Tarantino it. Now let's bring it back to the beginning. Let's
okay. So the apparently some homeless guy approached... Some hobo. approached the Pinkberry co-founder, who looks like a total Asian hipster.
All right.
He's wearing a bow tie to court.
Ugh. Ugh.
Come on! Ugh. His name is Young Lee.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Stop.
Is it Chinaman? Was that like a cool, just...
some sort of Oriental?
So is it actually? So is it actually supposed to be pronounced Pink Belly?
What are you gonna say, Sid? Next, you go for Zipperhead next.
Oh,
Jesus, you three!
Why did Zipperhead?
You racist three!
All
I am not a part
of Pink Belly. That's a good one. So he was in a car with his wife or fiance or girlfriend.
Wasn't a rickshaw?
And a hobo. A hobo walked up to him and showed him an, quote, explicit tattoo, which is two stick figures fucking.
What?
And this was...
Sean, don't you have that tattoo?
This was impetus, apparently, for Young Lee to come back after dropping off his woman with another person...
His father, Old Lee.
Well, his older brother, not so Young Lee.
Oh. Young Lee, the hobo or the pizza guy? I'm lost here. Who's Young Lee? Young Lee is the
Pinkberry guy. Right. The co-founder of Pinkberry.
His daughter, Ugg Lee.
Wait, so you beat him with his own bindle?
No, he beat him with a... allegedly...
You don't want to have a bindle beating. That's the worst count.
The red polka dot bindle.
with one can of beans.
Did he do like jujitsu on him or something? Or just
no, we told you he's a Chinaman, not a Jew.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh.
No, it was fiance, yeah. And so he
beat
him up.
Pictures of the fiance?
No
homely.
Pictures.
Homely.
Jesus Christ. We should get Dave Vincent back on the phone for this. He'd love this conversation.
Fugly, right, guys?
Fugly.
Fugly.
Get it? Because it has Lee at the end.
And fuck Islam. Lee.
That's hardly it. Gonna keep his ass out of jail, am I right, guys? Fuck Islam.
How about his sister N-word, Lee?
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang sucks, Lee. I never heard of him.
You should blog about that tomorrow, about how the guy from Morbid Angel doesn't know anything about Wu-Tang.
I don't think
so. What else happened with young Lee?
Well, that was a story, but Spanky the Hippo writes, "Some Kind of Oriental is Metallica's new album."
It's a documentary of their Japanese tour.
Mm. Yeah.
It's their Chinese democracy. Yeah.
The monster is Godzilla.
He actually sings in Chinese on that album. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now play a gong.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to alter Mel Bass's joke. Young Lee's sister recently got married, and now she is holy fuck.
Bang Bang Ow. Remember that one? The Korean airline?
What?
The
what?
Fake name?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
but
fuck.
Yeah, of all the people.
What?
The co-founder of Pinkberry. Who would have thought?
That he was straight?
Yeah, that's I'm still stuck on that one.
Kids.
What's is that still a news story? The dude with the from I think it's Abercrombie and Fitch, like, doesn't want any fat people buying stuff or any.
I thought that was like Lululemon or something.
No, Lululemon had the see-through stretch pants.
Yeah, but he was in the news for something like that this week.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh.
Maybe it's the same guy.
I don't know. It's this really fugly, weird, like leather mask type dude, yeah. You know, and he's like, I don't want anyone that wears double X or XL, like,
then
women's.
Then don't sell those sizes.
That's what the point is. He's not selling those sizes anymore because he doesn't want fat people wearing his shit.
All right. That's fine.
At least he's honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's lame.
But he leaves XL in
sorry,
mail so athletes can wear the shit.
Oh.
Well, I'm a double X. Bub. Sometimes I teeter.
Oh, yeah? You fluctuate?
Fluctuate between the XL and the double X.
Your titties teeter?
I'm a titty teeter. A teeter-totter.
You have been hitting the gym a lot lately?
Not at all.
Why not?
You look like it.
Like what? You haven't? Or like you have?
No, I was going for the positive. Wait to see a dick, Sid.
He's the one that said he hasn't been hitting the gym.
Yeah, no, ever since I got that serious gig, I stopped going to the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't they have a gym in your building?
It's closed. It's weird. It's closed at like
only
7.
Only Howard Stern can use it.
Right.
No. There's like a New York Sports Authority.
Yeah.
In the building.
Because mm-hmm.
It's just
the bottom floor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
No.
Just don't care anymore.
No.
Give it up.
You do some like push-ups or something in your studio.
You don't do the curls
between
when you get
songs?
Home or something. No.
Like
rib to mouth. Rib
yeah,
to
that's
mouth.
A workout. I walk to pick up my lunch every day.
Hey, there you go.
I try to do that. So it's a few blocks of exercise.
What lunch? Where do you go over there?
Pink well, there's berry. A Mexican Chipotle? Place a few blocks away. Oh, I wish there was a Chipotle. But there's
Dallas
actually a really good Mexican place.
There's a Chipotle on the same block as the Sirius
here,
building.
Here.
Oh, here. Oh.
Sirius I go to at night.
You have Chipotle for dinner.
Sometimes that is what I do.
You should have cousin Brucey stand on your back while you do push-ups.
I always get the burrito bowls. I'm a big fan of the burrito bowls because I know what's the point of the burrito. It's just extra
you
carbs.
Say it.
Burrito.
You ever get the tacos?
I used to get the tacos.
It's easy to hold on the go.
Yeah, the burrito bowl is a better on the go thing.
Just, where are you going?
I eat it at home. What do I get to eat it there for?
So
yeah,
you
be that dude.
You get Chipotle, and then you take a half-hour, 45-minute train
ride?
Half-hour
train ride, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then when I'm in a food coma, I can just lay the fuck down.
But isn't it
like,
soggy?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No, it's the bowl, man.
Yeah, it's the bowl. There's nothing to sog.
You've got to have that fresh.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Telling you.
There's a request in the chat for Rob doing push-ups on video.
No.
It's
Why embarrassing.
Not? How many you could can get you on do? Your knees like a chick one.
No.
How many can you do, though?
You could probably do
six.
10.
Just tell Rob
six,
to get
six
his
would
moves
be a,
like a chick.
A more, yeah, I could definitely, we'll I could definitely
yeah,
do six.
We'll give you the under, that's fine.
I might do 10.
Okay.
But I'm not going to do it. I'm
I
too
think
lazy
Rob can do more than six, I'm going to say. I'll go on record.
There was like a period of 5 minutes where I was like, yeah, I'm just going to work out during the day and just do like a few push-ups and jumping jacks. Mm-hmm. Nope.
You can't do jumping jacks.
I'd like to see it, though.
No, I mean, you can, but you shouldn't.
Oh, well, I can't do them too high because then I hit the ceiling. In my
can head. You do shirtless jumping jacks for us right now?
No.
Can you just be shirtless right
you,
now?
You got to yeah. pay for
hey,
that.
Give us a titty teeter totter.
Come on, man. Take your shirt off.
Got awkward.
Whip them out. Whip them out.
Dump yeah. those titties out.
Rubber titties. Rubber titties. Rubber titties.
I want to see your armpit vagina now.
You can at least flash that through your sleeve for sure.
Yeah, arm vagina.
Yep. For all time's sake.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, I saw nipple. That was a... Ooh. Yeah, buddy.
Busting out the pepperonis.
I'm submitting that to the spank bank.
Don't even joke, Sean.
I like nipples.
Who doesn't?
646.
I'm way more sassy.
Oh, 646-929-1357.
Hey, when Angelina Jolie got both her tits cut off, did she get to keep her nipples?
Did she get both her tits cut off?
Both tits cut
yeah,
off?
Yeah, she got a preemptive vasectomy.
To avoid getting breast
So there's
cancer.
No tit meat now? She just nips and chest?
No. She got
Well, that's the question. We don't
oh.
Know.
But I'm wondering, do they, when they lop the tit off, like, do they just take the skin from your tit and put it back on?
Yeah. Sid, wait. So I want to rewind that. Because you just said, what ruined her? Getting the implants or getting rid of the breast?
Both.
Oh, man. I don't know. You'd rather she have no breasts than have breast implants? What if for what?
I think
she,
once the
just
breasts
to
are
clarify, them, she got them removed because genetically she was super
she,
likely.
Yeah.
I'm sure Brad Pitt is thrilled.
Breast cancer.
It's like I got with Angelina Jolie and all I'm getting now is flat-chested with lots of adopted kids.
No, she's
all about the
now.
Yeah. And, plus, yeah. It's like she's all about the lips.
Well,
anyway.
Now he can say I got in there before they went plastic.
Well, then he should get the fuck out of there now.
True.
Mission accomplished.
You're advocating divorce because she got.
Yeah.
Are they
move
married?
On down the line. Go to Alison Brie or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
Yes.
You need to start just moving down the line.
If I'm Brad Pitt.
Blake Lively was already picked off. So you gotta get down.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
Get out of here. She looks like a horse.
You're thinking of Julia Roberts.
She looks like a duck.
Okay. What about Sarah Jessica Parker?
What animal is she
also
look
a horse.
Like?
Yep.
She's more horsey than Blake Lively, but Blake Lively is also horsey.
Okay.
I'm not
What about Joy Behar?
Oh. That would be like... There you go.
Oh, sorry.
It sounds like this.
Better.
Yeah.
God, I would fuck Kathy Bates so hard.
Which really are you trying to stick? Is that a
no? That's a thing. That's a thing. I have the secret crush on Kathy Bates and Helen Mirren.
Well, Helen Mirren. I don't think Kathy Bates
that's
is horrible.
That's ridiculous comparison.
Kathy Bates is so horrible.
I don't agree with that.
Gross. She is gross.
She's
no.
not just not. She's just not
you're
super
see,
attractive.
You ever
see
her naked
ugly.
And about Schmidt?
Yes,
I did. Exactly.
She had it going on.
No,
she looked like a human beanbag.
Well,
like
she's
curl
old,
that
though,
shit.
But she's not. You guys are too harsh, man.
Yeah, I like it.
But he's saying he'd still fuck her, though.
Well,
you like that middle-aged lesbian look, Sean?
She's a lesbian?
She looks like one.
Look. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yes.
See, the inner back and forth.
Yeah. Do we?
The human drama.
I just have like a running Deadpool commentary in my fucking head. Sorry, the two meta comic
Maybe.
Bullshit.
It's all right.
Sorry.
Darren, tell us about your shirt.
Oh, I got this shirt as an anniversary present. And it has the face of Jim Cornette on it. And it says, "Your totes amaze balls, Darensky."
And this is you and Rob's anniversary of becoming friends.
No. My girlfriend.
Oh.
2-year anniversary.
Delicious.
We went away out of town to the beautiful Jersey City.
Mm.
Which is where we had our first date. So we went back there and had a hotel night and saw some of the sights.
What sights are there?
Well, there's a couple of...
A whole bunch of entire
guys. No, actually, Jersey City is like... It's like Western Williamsburg.
Yeah.
It's very... It's not... you know what? It's more like Park Slope. It's not really like Williamsburg. There is a lot of... Like, Williamsburg has more of the broke hipsters. And
they're not broke. If they can afford to live in Williamsburg, all right, they're not broke.
Mid, the mid-price hipsters.
Okay.
And Jersey City's more like Park Slope, like people that have...
like they were hipsters 5-10 years ago, and now they have well-paying jobs and don't
is
need to pretend.
Is that the area by the Target, like by the water?
It's by the water. I don't know if there's a Target there, but it's right. You can see the skyline. It's like right on the opposite side of the of Manhattan from where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, it's nice. I mean, it's like not a vacation spot, but it was sentimental value. And you know, she took me to a couple of restaurants that she wanted to take me to that we never got to.
In the same night, or how long were you there?
I slept over, and we went out to eat again in the morning.
Nice.
It was nice. It was fun.
And you got the shirt.
How was that eating out again in the morning?
What?
I was just wondering how breakfast goes.
Great. It was brunch.
Actually. Oh, brunch.
It was full hipster. Had some poached eggs.
What did you get her as a gift?
I got her 2 sumo wrestler outfits.
What?
She wanted to do the sumo wrestling thing.
Like the inflatable ones or just the actual diapers?
No, the actual... Well, you get into the sumo thing, and it has a little fan inside. And
yeah, it inflates.
Yeah.
And you bought that.
Yep. Oh, and I got her a frother, that same one that Rob has.
Wow.
What are the frothers?
Did you get the Aro latte?
Yes, I did. And I got
a milk
frother. Some dainty under things.
Also. Yeah, for lattes.
You use it.
Or cappuccinos.
You use it?
Yes!
Because I have a hot dog toaster, and I don't use it. It's like you put the dogs in vertically and then push down the button. But I have it, because I was like, that's ingenious. But I didn't know if they actually used the frother.
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't I use it? It requires, like, the...
Rob also frauds his hot dogs.
Oh, God.
He likes the mangled tips.
Sean, I don't know if this is true. There's a rumor in the chat that you picture the Golden Girls and Jamie Lee Curtis when you masturbate.
It's usually one, then the other. It's not like a group thing.
Copy.
Because that's too much.
So you,
too much
you flip
on.
Through your mental Rolodex of pictures. Yeah, okay.
Of old broads that look like lesbians.
Old lesbian broads is what I... kind of. That's why I call my spank bank. Actually.
Dyke porn. Dykebroads.com.
Come
on, being very insensitive.
You're
right.
Yeah, that's insensitive.
To broads?
Sure.
To dykes.
Like Cloris Leachman?
Yeah, you're like the gender issues David Vincent. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Have some dyke fly a plane through my house.
Yeah, really. On her broom.
And they would. They know how to do technical stuff like that.
Yeah. On her.
They're really good with mechanics.
When
fucking
she drives
Amelia
her
Earhart.
Forklift into my house. And throws her golf clubs at my window.
Get him back on the line for this. Come on. What's he doing?
And throws her hiking boots at me. And her granola.
Where are they playing when they're in New York?
Irving
B.B. King? Oh, wow. Okay. I was going to guess B.B.
King. Going lesbian is not normal.
With all their flat tops and rat tails.
Don't
are they opening
gay.
For...
It's not healthy.
They're headlining.
They're opening for Mo at Irving Plaza?
Who's Mo?
It's a jam band.
Yeah, that plays there a lot.
Oh, I know.
Government Mule.
It's like a less famous
on the bill.
Fish.
Yeah.
Yep. Galactica. Is that one?
Probably.
I don't know. String Cheese Incident?
Yes.
These are bands that existed.
What's the one that's just letters? Oh, God.
Every band ever?
NRBQ.
Oh.
Oh.
That's one.
Nope.
Yep. We can go down and sell grilled cheeses outside and ask people for extra tickets.
Did you guys hear about this Pine Bush district in Long Island that's super anti-Semite?
No.
Yes, I do know about this.
And
you were house shopping.
It was there.
This family just filed
like a complaint with the government about huge anti-Semitism in the town. And the former school district superintendent,
Philip, who was Jewish,
G. Steinberg, who was himself Jewish, is Jewish in the report.
That shit doesn't wash off.
In the report of the Times, he said to them, "If being Jewish was so important to you, why would you move into a community that does not have a synagogue? If you want your kids to hang out with more Jewish children or have more tolerance, why would you pick a community like Pine Bush?" And then some of the
move if you're Jewish.
And some of the accusations were that their kids, when they went to school, people would throw coins at them.
And throw coins in the trash and say, dig out the coins.
Dig out the coins. A girl.
Do it, though?
That's wrong. You're distracting the kids by throwing money at them. Then they have to stop and pick it up. They can't concentrate on the schoolwork.
A girl was held down and a swastika was drawn on her face.
What is the NWO doing this?
This was a junior high school, I think.
Apparently.
And, the person who's on the school board now is the wife of the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, you got to draw the swastika. How else can you tell the girl's Jewish? I mean, just by the
armbands, they take those off.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You need to mark them up. Yeah. Didn't they also have, 8 weeks up in a classroom was a photo of Obama with a swastika on it? And, someone that's brought it up? Yeah, no, it's that same article on HuffPo, right?
Oh, no, I'm on Gawker.
Oh. Some classroom had for 8 weeks some picture, and then someone in class brought it up hey, maybe we can take this down, but it lasted up there on the wall for 8 weeks.
Jeez. So this one guy was interviewed from the town, and he's like, everybody watches out for everybody.
If they're white.
And then when asked about the presence of Jewish families, he blurted out, we don't want them in our town.
No.
Wow.
They can't drive, for number one.
That's true. I have to say, I'm not racist.
And they already have Sullivan County. Who really wants them here?
Oh.
That I don't know. I'm not.
They also have Great Neck. They have plenty of places in Long Island.
Yeah.
What are they have
most of Long Island.
Jewish reservations.
But it's true, though. They can't drive.
I mean, they're awful. I mean,
especially with the wigs getting in their face.
That's just, are they just talking about Orthodox Jews or anybody?
Any Jews.
I drive fine.
Jews? Oh, it's upstate, just to clarify. Long Island.
Okay. Yeah, but it's only 45 minutes out of New York City?
Yeah.
Catskills, what the fuck? They don't have Jews up there?
We should go on a field trip.
It's not, they're saying that it's not that far from us. It's not like these are in the sticks fucking, they got one tooth kind of people, you know?
Yeah, no. the thing I want to know is, was it really coins or just gelt? Gelt, by the way, for you non-Jews, is those chocolate coins.
Mm-hmm.
Those
I learned about that on this show.
Which always, I feel, it was just melted, just garbage. I was eating melted aluminum foil.
Yeah, but you still ate it.
It came in the fishnet bag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fishnet bag was also Rob's nickname in high school. He had a cross-dressing phase.
El Duderino says those middle school kids would finger rape Rob in public.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
Oh, that's a throwback to an episode I was on.
Yeah.
Shit.
They're talking on your level to make you feel comfortable.
Please keep the jokes that I know. Because Lord knows I don't listen to the show.
I will gladly fuck myself.
Oh. I can see that.
Oh, Mel Bass has a good point. They can't drive because they're always looking for money on the street.
It's true. My dad did once stop short. I wasn't in the car with him when this happened. Oh God, no! But he told me he came home all excited. He was like, I was driving down the street and I saw a $20 bill in the middle of the road, and I stopped short and I saw this old woman running from the sidewalk towards it. But I opened the car door and got to it before she did and drove off.
I was gonna say it was a $20 bill on a hook with a racist trying to reel in Jews.
Yes. So you're saying it's every Jew for themselves?
Yeah. When there's money involved.
Mm-hmm.
Get that shit. He probably bought me a G.I. Joe with that. Or I jilted him into buying me a G.I. Joe.
Also, the $20 actually belonged to that old woman. She dropped it.
And my dad swerved into me.
And was running back to
me. I would not doubt it.
I got that face. Is that what your dad sounds like, Sid?
Sure. He will eventually. He has emphysema.
Oh, no. I instantly regret that joke.
Truth hurts.
Thanks,
right,
Debbie Downer.
Yeah. 646-929-1357. Need some more calls, people.
If anybody wants to call in and let Sean know what he's missed in the last little while,
please catch me up.
Yeah. You guys pay closer attention.
Have there been any good, user generated content since I've left? Yeah. Like remixes and bullshit.
Do you have any handy?
I have none of them handy, but yeah, we did get a few good ones. And definitely just the drops. Spanky the Hippo killing it with the drops lately.
Yeah, one dude, there might be Spanky the Hippo. One dude had, tagged me on Facebook in some, zip file of, all my drops. I'm like, thanks. It was sweet. I don't know what I'm going to use these for ever.
It's
awesome.
Ringtones.
Ringtones.
Just anytime someone texts you, you just know who it's coming from because it's got a specific ringtone.
Just you saying all over my penis and face.
Yeah. Well, I need to bring it in now because right now my work phone, it's just Bane saying, crashing this plane! Just over and over and over again.
You could do better than that.
It's literally the first one I found and I was like, I'll take it. I'm lazy. I'm lazy, man. I'm lazy.
Have you gotten to meet Shaq?
No. Shaq's actually, I shouldn't speak bad about our talent, but Shaq is not easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, like we made all these like rad Halloween like photoshopped images of like cast members and shit, like with funny puns for their names, you know, like kind of like Les Ghoul instead of Les Gold. Really cheesy.
Who's Les Gold?
Les Gold from Hardcore Pawn. He's the dude that owns old dude that owns the pawn shop.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That's on True TV?
Yeah.
Do you have any of those shows where people fight over luggage?
What? We have storage okay. places cool. and containers like on, yeah. on ships.
Yeah.
But I think those are all, you know. Anyway, but so we made a rad one, which is like Shaq Kill O'Neal or some bullshit, and he was like kind of like a Jason type character. Immediately, was the only cast member that shot it down. Like, it was just like
Why?
Straight up.
Did he
up,
give a reason?
No, it was just straight like, I don't want that up. And we're like, well, no one goes to your Facebook page.
Have you seen his Gold Bond commercials? That guy, it seems like he's willing to do anything demeaning, but that he has a problem with?
I feel like it probably went to his assistant, and the assistant's like, I'm not even going to go over there and fucking ask this. No. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, send it back to us. The only dude.
Because if you have to go to Shaq's house, he probably wants to rap for you. It's like a whole thing. Just avoid it. He doesn't know how to use email. He can't click buttons on a phone with those huge fingers.
It's true.
You have to go over and show it to him.
Probably ride a lowrider bike around dressed like a genie.
Oh, my God. The bike wasn't originally a lowrider, but he's so massive, it just sunk.
True. Oh, Shaq.
Taking the piss out of him.
Mm-hmm. The piss.
That's the thing out people say.
Have you ever met Shaq? Has he ever come up to the studio?
Didn't I just ask that?
That's literally how this conversation started.
Hold on. So you haven't met Shaq?
No.
Who else is famous on that channel? There's
Young
that...
Lee.
I met and hung out with those Impractical Jokers, if you know that show.
I know of it.
Of it? You'd actually probably like it.
Well, somebody I know is like writing for that show this season.
Oh, really?
That guy, Jay Miller, who was in Monty Love.
Oh,
that
really?
Band, yeah.
No shit?
He's from Staten Island, too.
Well,
so
all those dudes
I think
like...
if you're from Staten Island, you just get hired.
Yeah. Well, they're all from Staten Island.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And, but also they're friends with all those dudes, like the comic book men with Kevin Smith and like, all those dudes. So, like, it's funny. You should check the show. Like, that's the one show on our channel. I'm like, that's the shit. I would actually watch it. I DVR the whole deal. But it's funny. So those guys were pretty rad. But everyone else... Oh, Mark McGrath.
He has a show on True TV?
Yeah, they got rid of Steve-O and now, from Killer Karaoke, and now Mark McGrath is the host.
What is it?
Killer Karaoke?
Yeah.
It's basically you're doing karaoke while, like, shit happens to you, like Jackass-type stuff. Like, one person has, like, a bunch of electric dog collars on, and he's zapping you while you're trying to do karaoke, or you have to do some other bullshit, or like.
Do you think Steve-O was like, you know what? This is below me. I'm no longer on this. You guys can't pay me enough to be on this.
Right.
And then Mark McGrath would be like, oh, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no shame.
You know, never know.
When you're picking up Steve-O scraps, that's a rough.
That is tough.
Living. But damn.
No.
Do they make him like cut his tongue up with broken light bulbs and staple his balls and
fuck
shit?
No. He stands up the side and claps and laughs.
Mark McGrath should have to staple his balls to his leg.
Speaking of Jackass, the director of Jackass, Jeff Tremaine, is going to be directing the Motley Crue movie.
I thought you were about to say he was going to be calling in next week.
No, why would he be calling in?
Why not?
Glenn Benton is
For
calling
once,
in
we have an interesting guest.
Right, yeah.
Glenn Benton of Deicide is not an interesting guest?
When is that?
Is he related to Barbie Benton? Former Playboy Playmate
like
of the 60s?
He's got to carve shit in his forehead, right?
Yeah.
He's that dude.
So is Charles Manson.
Yeah, but Manson did it first. He's just biting his style.
This guy also a racist?
No.
What?
Is this guy also a racist?
I want to ask a little Rose, what's your answer?
No, I don't think Glenn Benton's racist. He probably has black friends.
Question one next week. Glenn, do you have any black friends?
Black metal friends.
Could you provide contact information? We need references.
Are you?
And no, Howard Jones does not count.
Yeah.
Do you consider David Allan Coe an influence?
Yeah.
Not musically, just
like
in beliefs. Life.
Philosophically. Yeah. Howard Jones, that is the guy's name, right? I got that right?
Well, he's not in it anymore.
That's why he doesn't count.
No, not anymore.
Now he's just a normal.
One thing that Glenn Benton and David Vincent both have in common, though.
They're old white guys?
Two things that they have in common, though. Both hate Christians.
Yep.
Mm.
Do they hate Christians
For
or
now.
Just Christianity? Christianity, I guess. A lot of Christians.
When is that gonna homes. That fad gonna be done with?
Religion. It's kind of a long fad.
It's been way too long.
Like, come on, religion, we get it.
Where's your blog about being over that?
Instead of religion has officially jumped the shark.
Yeah, come on, guys, really?
I kind of understood it a couple of hundred years.
I mean, yeah, the first 1,000 years, okay.
Before electricity, fine, but come on now.
Or just like, when is metal going to find another target? You know, like, it's okay, yeah, Satan, Christianity, we got it. What's the next thing that we're going to find?
Well, will you tell me, what is it?
Broads.
Broads. Fuck it. No.
True TV.
Yeah. Every metal band.
Kidding has an album.
All about True TV. But, no, I just want to, like, yeah, we get it. How many more albums can you write about, like, being, oh, fucking damnation and hellfire, oh, God?
Well, because it's still, like, Christianity is still, you know, kind of dominating everything.
I mean, I understand. But it's not like, okay, but this isn't changing anything.
Right.
But, like, how long do we have to write the same song over?
I agree. It's repetitive, but I mean, you know, every genre has their repetitive themes in it. You know?
Yeah, like how many pop songs can there be about love?
When is that going to end? Love.
Yeah, fuck love, man.
But here's the thing:
love has officially jumped the shark.
There's also metal songs about love, but there are no pop songs against Christianity.
Yeah.
Are you
so
sure?
Well, that's what we need to do. We need to swap
pop songs that hate Christianity.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Ghost is
a little poppy. Yeah.
Stop it.
What?
Let me hear how poppy Ghost is.
Sure. There's no overt, like...
Talking
like
Kelly Clarkson and Katy Perry and
shit. Prussian Blue.
There are some songs that kind of hint at being anti-religion, but not, they don't say fuck Jesus or anything like that. Rob, when you think Ghost is pop, you've been too jaded, I think.
This isn't poppy?
Well, it's not. I mean, is this going to be on Z100?
It should be.
The eye rolling in this room is not.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
you're
right. It's poppy for metal. But it's
still metal.
Well, it's like hard rock.
Is this
sounds
Symphony
like
of Destruction?
Twitch.
I thought this was Symphony of Destruction.
People really like this.
I love this. This is awesome.
Really?
So
good. Yeah,
bad.
It's great.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's so. You know what I don't like? It's so contrived. Trying to
Fine.
Be so hard to be, you know, like a
Was
King
that the
Diamond.
Whole song?
Well, I'm just...
Is there like a chorus that actually sounded good?
I don't know.
Play the beginning of that again, because that sounded like Symphony of Destruction.
Here it comes.
I just would never want to listen to this. I understand personal opinion, but...
Yep.
Gated community of hell.
What the fuck is this?
It's a different song.
Chris and Michael Graves.
Does this guy have low blood sugar?
I kind of don't like Jesus.
Everybody's in love today.
Yeah, this one song that's totally like surf rock. Hold on, let me get
what
to this.
What the fuck? Because I see these guys get up and I feel like they're going to be like this fucking, you know.
No, they're like, just, I don't know. It's very like Beach Boys and Beatles influence,
right.
But with a darker edge. Here it comes.
Danzig already did that. What's better?
So this is like for metalheads, like this is their,
here we go.
Like get out of jail free card to listen to something listenable for once and still claim that they're metalheads.
Everybody
rang chunk. Monster Mash.
It was chilling at a ghost show downtown.
So many white people are at this show.
They all like David Allan Coe.
You guys.
It was a freezing cold Halloween night.
Don't
That's what we're going with? That's what we're going with?
Isn't there a cover of Dancing Queen?
They did do an ABBA cover, actually.
There it is! Oh, I love this new ghost track, man. Hot lick.
This is Rob Pazvani on Serious Liquid Metal. This is Ghost with Monster Mash.
Here's their ABBA cover. They did I'm a Marionette, and Dave Grohl drummed on it.
It's the opening of Raw.
But I know you're probably going to disagree. I respect Dave Grohl.
So do I.
Okay, good. But like, and when he supported them, I was like, oh, man. And he wore like their shirt to some fucking award show and shit. And like,
It's lame. But it's lame. Like their interpretation is lame.
The ABBA
version is actually better. ABBA was a good group. They had really catchy songs. I'm not like a super fan, but everything I've heard, it's like, yeah, this is quite listenable.
I'd rather listen to ABBA than this.
Yes.
I fully support Ghost.
They're contributing nothing to the song.
I fully support the Mamma Mia musical.
I love their style.
Yeah, that's all there is. There's no actual substance
cool.
to love.
Yeah, their look is cool.
No, I like the music. I think it's good. Why? What's wrong with it?
There's nothing there. Throwback There's a throwback to what?
To like 70s and 80s, like Deep Purple and Merciful Fate.
What are you talking about? Deep Purple's even heavier than that.
Who said it?
No, it's fine. You can do it.
Why?
No.
We
had
a shanky time.
Oh,
it's fine.
No.
We'll lift it for the last 10 minutes.
It sounds like music from an anime movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
This is the ABBA version.
By the way, Shankletown also said that he wrote some stuff for that karaoke show. He was talking about Shankletown.
What?
Shankletown was a freelance writer for your favorite karaoke show.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I don't know. He's the one that got Steve-O fired.
Yeah.
He kept writing him jokes about, like, Hot Pockets and egg salad sandwiches. He was like, dude, that's not what the show is about. Chicks, I was like, that's all I have. I have observations about food. Have you not looked at my Twitter? This is why they hired me. You have to do some jokes about mayonnaise.
You try to put a straw in a Capri Sun? Come on, man.
And how about that Nutella? Oh, my God. So delicious. Nutella, am I right?
Sriracha, that's cool now, right? You guys love that shit.
I think we could all agree, sriracha has spice.
Sponsored by Sriracha.
Sponsor tweet, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying Schenkel the hack?
No.
That's rude. Oh my. Dude, that's rude, man.
Little hacky.
My whole thing is just that all he tweets about is food.
I think it's just
like, hey, Brew likes to eat, man.
He's a poor man's Jim Gaffigan on Twitter. It's just jokes about food.
Sometimes it's about being forever alone, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
I enjoy.
Is he going to get if he gets a gig on one of those True TV, like, dramatization shows, and then they start all being about food, then I'd watch that.
The serial killer eating, like, a roast beef sandwich before he kills someone. It's like, where is this in the court documents? Oh, just listen, I embellished a little bit. He looked like some motivation. There's no au jus sauce, so he has
too dry. I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah. Flesh out the character.
He just said that he makes more money from writing than any of us ever will.
It's probably true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's no reason to hate him.
Ever will make money.
Actually, I make money off writing. I write on Metal Detection.
Oh, then we will off writing? Maybe. I thought, but I don't like care to pursue
it. I would argue that I make more money than him writing.
Call in, Shankletown. Tell us how much you make, and Rob will tell us how much he makes.
Seriously. Seriously, call in. Right now.
Yeah, come on, Shankletown.
646-929-1357. That's the phone number.
If Sean has his number, we'll just call Shankletown. This is the only show where we call the listeners, not vice versa.
Well, I don't think I do.
Damn it. What about your friend who was like roommates with him? There's only four fucking minutes left to the show. There's not enough time.
I'll take Doug.
Oh, it's okay. He has his contact information on his Facebook page.
Oh, nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Call him up.
Do it, bitch!
I mean, he might not pick up the phone now that we've given away what we're doing. But...
Oh, fuck on that one, man. Yeah. Who that?
What are you looking at?
What's happening?
Aaron was looking at boobs.
fucking.
Goodbye. Oh my
God. Ah! Did he hang up?
Say goodbye.
Oh, what a jerk.
Call him again.
We didn't even say one.
We've got time.
That's just for the rest of the night. Like, even when we go home, all four of us will just keep calling.
This is why you need to bump up your privacy settings on Facebook.
Who would put their phone number in there?
Why? I don't know why anybody would put their phone number on Facebook.
I didn't even think my email address was on there. At least we'll get to hear his voicemail message.
This would be awesome. I hope he says his number in his message.
Yes.
Hi, this is Mark. Sorry, Mr. Call. Leave a message, and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Lame. Juggle.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Who's leaving a message?
Go. Juggle. We're calling you right now.
We're filling up your voice box.
I farted.
With penis.
I hung up on him.
Oh.
All right. Well, it's been a fantastic show. And I enjoyed.
So now you're calling
a coward. The heck you said. I just implied.
You said that.
I implied.
Okay.
And
do you have
a
mullet right now?
I just haven't had a haircut in a while. I wouldn't consider it necessarily a mullet.
Take your hat off.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I want to see it.
That's all right.
I want to see your Kentucky waterfall going.
I can't be business in the front because there's nothing
Come
in the
on,
front.
Come on, Sydney White Power. Let's see that haircut, man.
You leave me and my trucker do alone.
Unemployed in the front, fart in the back.
Yeah, that's basically it.
The show's over to take that fucking
Oh,
hat off.
How dare you. Never be invited back.
I will rape that hat right off your head.
Well, we're going to have Glenn Benton on the show next week. Glenn Benton of DSI calling into the show. Maybe it'll be less racist. No, we shouldn't say that. Thank you, Sean, for popping in.
I do what I can.
You're invited back next week if you'd like
to. I will be here.
Wow.
I would love to be here.
All right.
Vanessa's out of town, so I can come.
Is she out of town now as well?
No, she's working on shit at home. She's actually listening right now, so you can say what's up to
her. Hi, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, Sean was looking at porn.
Because she texted me and she's like, Kathy Bates? So that's when I was like, oops. I'm going to be in the doghouse when I get home. Kathy Bates come.
So you have nothing to be worried about with Kathy Bates.
Or if she's a good partner, she'll dress up like Kathy Bates. And when you get home, you do a little fantasy a little bit.
No. She'll put on one of those sumo things.
Mr. Man.
I know any hair I'm going to get home and my About Schmidt copy is me burning in the foyer.
You own that movie?
Yeah, I like
you
it.
Have a
I'm
foyer?
A Nicholson fan, man. It's more of a 2 feet of room that you step into. It has a map. We can dry your feet.
Why are my feet wet? Not even my shoes. My actual feet are just soaking wet.
Yeah.
Interesting. They do get sweaty, so it's possible.
Didn't your whole body just get sweaty?
Yeah.
They
you just
like
said
it.
I should dry my feet.
Yeah.
So I'll take my shoes and socks off and
that's
wipe
the only
them
thing
off.
Touching my apartment is your sweaty feet.
No, it's my shoes.
Well.
Why are you making me take my shoes and socks off in your apartment? What is it, a fucking sushi bar?
Yeah. No.
All right.
This joke's going on too long.
Yeah. Is it a joke? I thought it was true.
All right.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Do
this
we have something
enjoyable.
to go out on? Or are we just going to slowly fade into obscurity?
ABBA.
I don't have anything prepared.
Dancing Queen. Mamma Mia.
Can you play Sound Boy Killing by Mad Lion?
Really?
Yes. Okay. It's been in my head this week. I don't know why.
What?
And I feel like nobody's ever heard that song. I feel like you might be the only other person there and who knows what I'm talking about.
I know Snoop Lion.
No, well, this is older.
This is Mega Bantan, Soundboy Killing.
Ah, I thought it was Mad Lion.
Not Mad Lion.
Buju Bantan?
No.
Are we listening to that?
Remember that guy?
Yeah,
Mega
just,
Bantan?
All right, I guess.
Okay.
It might be a cover version.
No, that seems to be the only
Okay.
Thing. Watch out! Galah.
This isn't what I was thinking of, but good enough.
What's up, girl?
Watch out! I have never heard a sound play so happy.
Yeah, this isn't what I was thinking of at all.
Never heard a sound play so happy.
Here
we just see. I have never heard a sound play so heavy. the end, some play with a sweet tone, a melody, the cup of the ear. Never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear. My champion sound, where every sound fear. Some sound a run up them mouth, and I stand but all them a chat, we no response with that. My sound is the greatest, oh yes, that's a fact. Anyway we play, I'm be a gunshot, look out this. Yeah, them a jump and a leap up them frack. Music sweet, them from foot to head top. I have never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear. With a sweet tone, a melody, the crowd won't be here. Never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear. With a sweet tone, a melody, watch ya! I say champion a play, look how the girls, they must wear a sound right over there, so on him bleach and a brick. That's my sound, I you going to fade away, go in, rock with no skin, we no laugh, neither play. I have never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear, with a sweet tone, a melody, the crowd won't be here. Never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear, champion sound.